8:20 on your Friday morning. Let's head to Washington, D.C. and check in this morning with our senior White House correspondent for Gray Television, Mr. John Decker. Good morning, John.
Good morning to you, Pam. Hope you're doing well today.
Doing well. Big day for Ohio. President Biden heading our way sometime today. We don't know the exact time.
Yeah, it's going to be late in the afternoon. He'll fly into Pittsburgh, and then from Pittsburgh head to East Palestine. And it's a day that's been a long time in the making. The White House insisting the invitation from East Palestine's mayor only came very recently, but the president will have an opportunity to meet with local community leaders, residents of East Palestine, and also get a readout in terms of what Norfolk Southern is doing to make things right for that community.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of talk in these parts by the governor and folks there. They wanted a disaster area declared, and we haven't heard any inkling that that's going to occur. But I know that's what they're going to ask him for. So
this is something in which the president makes it a point of when he goes to places all around the country that have had to deal with a disaster. This is an environmental disaster. He does a lot of the things that he'll be doing in East Palestine. So he's done this. I've traveled with him to Northern California after flooding, to Maui after the wildfires there, after hurricanes down in Florida. Now this trip to East Palestine, and as you know, it's an area that was evacuated for a very short period of time, and there are concerns about some of those toxins being released in the air, what that means for the drinking water. All of those questions will be posed to President Biden today when he makes this trip to eastern Ohio, and it's a long time in the making when you factor in that this particular train derailment by this Norfolk Southern train happened, if I'm not mistaken, on February the 3rd of last year.
Right, whole year ago. Well, it'll be interesting. We look forward to him visiting and see what happens there. Yesterday, we heard the trial date set now for former President Donald Trump in one of his cases.
It's the case in New York. That's the case involving allegations of falsifying business records associated with the hush money payments that Donald Trump allegedly made to the porn actress Stormy Daniels, and that, of course, came to light during the course of the 2016 presidential campaign. So now we have a start date for that trial in that Manhattan courtroom. It will be March the 25th. And, Pam, Donald Trump actually has to be in the courtroom every day of that ongoing trial, which will last several weeks, and that means he'll be off the campaign trail, at least during the week. Monday through Friday while that trial takes place.
Wow. So I do believe that he was talking about that and saying how he was going to campaign at night. He was going to be in court in the day and campaign at night.
Well, that's very possible. It's going to, I mean, I put myself in the former president's position. That's an exhausting life. Being in a courtroom in Manhattan in the daytime and then traveling somewhere in relative proximity to Manhattan to do campaigning events associated with your campaign in the evening. I think it would make more sense to do those types of things on the weekend. But even that's exhausting when you figure, you know, most of us like to have the weekend off. But I guess when you're running for president, you don't have that luxury of just taking the weekend off because you're campaigning for the highest office in the land. So it's going to be a very taxing, busy time for the former president. And he's facing the very, very real possibility, Pam, of having this case take place, taking place over the course of several weeks, immediately followed by another criminal case right here in Washington, D.C., if a trial date is set for that election interference case. So it's going to be a busy first half of the year on the legal front for Donald Trump.
Well, we're supposed to hear from a judge in one of his other cases today, aren't we?
We are. That case has to do with that civil financial fraud trial that took place also in Manhattan. Today we are likely to hear from the judge presiding over that case in, concerning his decision in terms of what the penalty will be for that financial fraud that he has already found Donald Trump and the Trump Organization liable for. the New York State Attorney General asking for an enormous penalty to be imposed upon Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. Over $370 million is what she is seeking, as well as a prohibition on Donald Trump and the Trump Organization from continuing to do business in the state of New York. But ultimately, it's up to the judge, and whatever he decides, like every other defendant, can be appealed to the appellate court in New York State. So we'll certainly be following that today as well.
All right, John. Well, lots to do, and we'll check back in with you after the weekend on Monday.
I look forward to it. Have a great day, a great weekend, and we'll talk on Monday for sure. Bye, Pam.